This is Bob Muscatel. Always great to welcome in our buddy, our pal, Dan Schlossberg. Travel Thursdays, a day early, but that's okay. It's better than a day late, that's for sure. And, of course, you know Dan is a terrific baseball writer. He's written so many books, 40 of them now, including the new Baseball's Memorable Misses. And that is out now. We're going to be talking with him about that book sometime in the very near future. He's also penned the new Baseball Bible, which is just so darn good, available at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. And right now he's with us, and that's always a good thing. Good morning, Danny. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, Bob. And, of course, pitchers and catches are reporting this week, so it couldn't be better.
Yeah, this is a bright spot in your calendar, that's for darn sure. And a bright spot for a lot of folks recently, Valentine's Day. And we're going to kind of get into that spirit, even though it might be a day late. That's okay, because we're talking about 11 historic hotels of America. And I know this is something important to you. I know you love the historic hotels here in this country. We've talked about this before.
Yes, I've stayed in more than 50 of them, actually, and including a number that we're going to talk about today. So it's near and dear to my heart.
Absolutely right. Okay, so let's start in Woodstock, Vermont, the Woodstock Inn and Resort. Tell me a little bit about this place.
It's one of the older ones. It was founded as a tavern in 1793, and it's got typical New England charm, a welcoming Main Street, proximity to the Green Mountains. And in winter, you can enjoy snowshoeing or skiing, and summer golf and hiking. Mm. And bird lovers should note, it has a falconry package that allows guests to enjoy FaceTime with a trained Harris hawk.
Wow. Probably the only inn and resort on this list where we can say that, that's for sure. Also, let's travel to Maryland, the inn at Perry Cabin at St. Michael's. Tell me a little bit about this.
One of my favorite places. I've been there a number of times. It dates back to the early 1800s. It has really, it's a slow, relaxing getaway, a charming seaport town, and you can take an afternoon cruise from the harbor, watch the sunset from an Adirondack chair, and luxury abounds whether you're on a couple's retreat or a solo trip. I really love that place.
Excellent. Anything in an Adirondack chair is okay by me. And also, this place I know, I don't think I've visited it or anything of that sort, but I've been by it, the Wentworth Mansion, Charleston, South Carolina. Beautiful setting down there.
I love the Low Country, too. Secret alleyways, cobblestone streets, private carriage rides, those are all Charleston staples. Hotel guests can enjoy whirlpool tubs, which I love, couples massages, views of the city from the hotel's rooftop, cupola, and romance package includes a three-course dinner, couples massage, fresh flowers, and champagne with my favorite, chocolate-covered strawberries.
There you go. I knew that Danny was going to come out of his shell with that one. Okay, so let's travel to Alabama, the Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa, Point Clear, Alabama, which I've never heard of, but this sounds like a beautiful setting as well.
It is. And mint juleps and s'mores. I love s'mores as well, because chocolate in that. S'mores by the fire pits. Mobile Bay sunset seen from the rocking chairs. This 1847 property also offers sand volleyball, fishing, hammocks, hot tubs, and proximity to the hometown of Hank Aaron.
Ooh, how about that? So let's talk a little. And listen, you know, Dan Schlossberg will slip Hank Aaron into any conversation. We know that. Also, in Chicago, the Palmer House. Now, I've been to Chicago, but I don't recall the Palmer House. Tell me a little bit more.
I've been there a number of times. It looks like a palace in the middle of downtown Chicago. Built in 1871 by Potter Palmer as an engagement gift to Bertha Honoré. So this has to be a romantic place. It's a must-see for chocolate lovers, and I'll tell you why in a second. Mm. Asked to produce a cake-like dessert easy to take to the 1893 World's Fair, Chef Joseph Seal invented the brownie. The Palmer House brownie is now served as a brownie latte, brownie Manhattan cocktail, and even a brownie cheesecake.
Mm.
And the mezzanine overlooks 21 Grecian frescoes painted by French muralist Pierre Rigal and lit by 24-carat Louis Comfort Tiffany candelabras and chandeliers, a very romantic spot in the middle of Chicago.
Man, with all that brownie talk, we could have stopped there. But no, no, we trudge on. The American Club in Kohler, Wisconsin. Now, this was founded a little over 100 years ago. Tell me more.
Right. The year was 1918. It was a lodging for the Kohler Company's workforce. now a 5-star hotel with a spa and a romantic turndown amenity that includes rose petals, whoa, wine, and chocolate.
Man, that word chocolate seems to come in quite a bit in this rundown. Also, the Omni La Mansion del Rio in San Antonio. I probably butchered that pronunciation, but you can't butcher the view. It sounds beautiful.
It's right on the Riverwalk near the convention center. In fact, you can walk from the hotel to the convention center. It's a garden away from the bustling city, and it's Spanish colonial architecture, European flair, suggesting a Spanish colonial structure. Really beautiful property.
And, you know, speaking of beautiful, this sounds like it'll be lovely. The Broadmoor at Colorado Springs. This sounds like an excellent spot.
Now, I've seen the Broadmoor a number of times because I used to do my Army Reserve summer camp in Fort Carson in Colorado Springs.
Oh.
We were a broadcast unit, and I actually met Jack Benny at the Broadmoor,
whoa,
during an interview. So that was great. And this place has been there since 1818. It's an Italian Renaissance resort with curved marble staircases, crystal chandeliers, plush carpets, a 5,000-acre campus with 2 golf courses, several dining options, shopping, world-class spa, tennis, pickleball, pools, hot tubs, even a bowling alley and small movie theater. And the Broadmoor Soaring Adventure features 10 zip lines that offer great views of waterfalls and South Cheyenne Canyon.
Let me correct you, Dan. You made a mistake a moment ago. That was the moment Jack Benny met you, not the other way around.
Oh, of course.
Okay, let's get that out there. Okay,
so he was one of my heroes from way back when, so I really enjoyed meeting him.
Oh, listen, he was everybody's hero back in the day. Also, the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. Now, this is, whereabouts is this?
This is near Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
It was opened as a private school for girls in 1929. It's in the Sonoran Desert of the Great Southwest. It's been a resort since 1948. It has cacti, mountain views, 3 pools, a spa, and world-class dining and on-site restaurants.
I'm glad
Beautiful spot.
I'm glad you didn't say cactuses. Okay, cacti is the right the right plural,
yes,
of cactus. Okay, the Mayflower Park Hotel out in Seattle. I've never been out to Seattle, but this sounds like a vision.
Well, this is the year to go to Seattle because the All-Star Game is going to be there on July 11th.
Ah, there you go.
So I'll be going out there. It's minutes from Pike Place Market. It's a heart of downtown resort, not far from such attractions as the Seattle Art Museum and Aquarium, fine dining, and nightlife.
Mm. And listen, we mentioned 11. Here's the 11th. Rancho Bernardo Inn out in San Diego in North County. And this has been around relatively recently. It's only been since 1963, but it sounds beautiful.
Right, and Serenity Now, as they say on Seinfeld. It has lush gardens, 19 handmade fountains imported from Italy, spa treatments and outdoor casitas, an adults-only pool, which sounds terrific, an 18-hole championship golf course.
Mm.
It's a true oasis, perfect for a solo, relaxing and unwinding type vacation.
Hey, listen, folks, if you were making some notes thinking, gee, I didn't go overboard for Valentine's Day this year, maybe next year. Well, I hope you took a note on some of these today because they sound gorgeous. Is there I guess we could probably just Google Historic Hotels of America. Would that provide enough information for us, Dan?
You can, or you can do historichotels.org, or just Google the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And by the way, Bob, members of Historic Hotels of America save 30% off best available rates. You just have to book by ending rate code NHP, National Trust for Historic Preservation.
Wow, listen, you know, sometimes we book hotels and we're happy when we get 5% off. 30% off would be phenomenal. So, heed that advice, folks. Okay, Danny, always a pleasure. Listen, I love where you took us today, and you be safe in the meantime. I can't wait to find out where we go next week, and we'll talk to you then, my friend.
Well, I'll give you a hint. We're going to Grand Junction, Colorado, not Petticoat Junction.
Okay. So Uncle Joe, nowhere in sight.
Right. Moving kind of slow.
Moving kind of slow. That's exactly right. Hey, Danny, always a pleasure, my friend. Take good care. Stay safe, okay?
Thanks, Bob. You too. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy. Dan Schlossberg joining us today. Travel Thursdays on a Wednesday. That's okay. Here at WLIS and WMRD, AM and FM, everybody.